is WRJX359 Karen off of MV725 repeater acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called Being Patient with Yourself. Being patient with other people can be difficult, but sometimes we find it even more difficult to be patient with ourselves. We have high expectations and lofty goals. We want to accomplish things now, not later. We want our lives to unfold according to our own timetables. But what about God's timetable? His timetable for our lives is much better than our own. Patience and wisdom go hand in hand, and for most of us, learning the art of patience means learning how to be patient, not only with other people, but also with ourselves. Your task then is clear. Be patient with all people, beginning, not surprisingly, with the woman who stares back at you each time you gaze into the mirror. We are so used to living in an instant world that it is difficult to wait for anything. K. Arthur. This evening, I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. This evening's topic of discussion, last week we talked about car kits, and Carol was kind enough to give us some more hints that and suggestions that she had thought about, and they were very good. So I thought we might go back to page 40 in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook and go back quickly over the Go Kit and the Bug Out Bag Kit, because it kind of includes a lot of those things. As we mentioned before, if you're in your car and something happens and you can't get back home, what you have with you is what you have. So in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, I will read page 40. So the first one's about Go Kit. Uses, if you're stuck in your vehicle. Evacuation, earthquakes, away from home. Tip, a Go Kit is a 3-day supply of essential items for survival and should be kept in your vehicle. Have one kit for each person that travels with you. Consider packing your Go Kit in a backpack or a roller bag if you are unable to carry a pack. Keep in mind that you may be walking a long distance to get back home or to safety if you happen to be away from home during a large-scale event such as the Cascadia subduction zone earthquake. Some suggested items are listed below. Every consumable item in this kit should last you for 3 days. Water, food, lightweight, no preparation needed. First aid supplies and prescription medications. Shelter building supplies, flashlight or headlamp. Fire starting methods. Money in small denominations. Blanket or sleeping bag, season appropriate clothing, extra cell phone battery charger, fixed blade knife, comfortable sturdy shoes, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, leather and latex gloves, poncho, whistle, NOAA radio, N95 mask, personal items, lip balm, hair tie, etc. For bug out bag uses, evacuation, hazmat, earthquake at home. Tip, the bug out bag, otherwise known as INCH, I'm never coming home bag, has larger quantity of supplies and is intended to be taken with you in the event that you cannot stay home. This bag should have everything you need to get you to your predetermined destination. It is important to have a very comfortable pack should you need to walk a long distance. Some suggested items are listed below. Make sure your pack fits properly by being fitted at an outdoor store. Food, water and supplies for purification, filtration, hygiene supplies, trash bag, extra prescription medication, extra pair of glasses, sunglasses, hairband, bandana, duct tape, fire starting methods, extra cell phone battery charger, lip balm, first aid supplies, headlamp, extra batteries for any battery-powered gear, feminine hygiene products, maps of commonly traveled areas, multi-tool, fixed blade knife, seasonal clothing and shoes, mirror or reflective item, sheltering items, tent, tarp and rope, etc., hand crank, solar-powered radio, communication information, contact cards, the grab-and-go binder, see the list on page 39, we've discussed that previously. Tip, you may not always have your cell phone charged or available. Keep contact information written down in the event that you would need to call from someone else's phone. So those are some pretty good ideas. A lot of you ladies have already focused on that and have a lot of that stuff. Maybe that reminds you, oh, I need to get that, or I need to get something else that we've talked about. So when I call on you this evening, if you have any further suggestions or any comments or questions, please feel free to jump right in there. WRMW 211 Hope. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?